Each month, some 2 million American households get help to pay for housing from the federal government. It comes in the form of vouchers that go directly to renters. President Bush wants to change that system. Legislation now before Congress would make housing assistance a block grant program administered by the states. Backers say that would allow states to experiment and to deliver assistance more effectively. Opponents say block grants could eventually lead to cuts in housing aid and that states are ill-prepared to run such a program. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
For 30 years, the Section 8 housing program has been the main form of rent assistance for needy Americans. The Department of Housing and Urban Development works with some 2,500 public housing authorities, providing vouchers to eligible renters who give them to those landlords who will accept them. In areas with tight housing markets, many landlords will not, and that has contributed to one of the biggest shortcomings of the program, unspent funds. Michael Liu is an assistant secretary at HUD.
We think it's unconscionable that billions of dollars of housing resources for this program are not actually being used in the way that they should be, or not being used at all. We need to get those dollars to the people who need the help, and that's the fundamental reason why we're proposing this change.
The administration calls its block grant proposal HANF, Housing Assistance for Needy Families. It's clearly modeled on the welfare reform system states began administering 7 years ago, known as TANF. Liu says the administration believes states are closer to the action and better suited to administer housing assistance.
In almost every state, it is the state which is key in providing education, in providing health care, in providing welfare assistance through TANF. Through providing job training, and the Section 8 program is really the exception.
I don't think the program by any means is broke. It's a very effective program.
Outside the Bush administration, there is widespread skepticism of the block grant plan. Housing advocates fear taking the program from the federal government will mean 50 different eligibility rules and eventually lead to lower funding. The proposal has been received coolly by members of both parties in Congress, and local housing authorities have their doubts. Ophelia Baskow is director of the Alameda County Housing Authority in Hayward, California.
Could it be improved? Yes. Are there things in this bill that I think have some value? Absolutely. Is this the right approach? I wouldn't be willing to go that far.
Baskow says the problem of unspent housing funds was addressed by Congress last year in legislation that has only just taken effect. And pointing to her own state of California, she says states lack the resources and expertise to take on a major new program.
California is a very large state, has the biggest Section 8 tenant-based program in the country, so it's a significant challenge that would require establishing a complete new bureaucracy, new rules, new preferences, new requirements that might be difficult, particularly in this economic time.
Some states and localities already have the authority to run their own rental assistance programs as a result of legislation passed in the late 90s allowing them freedom to experiment. One such program is in Delaware. It's called Move to Work, and like welfare reform, it gives non-elderly or disabled clients 5 years to move out of assisted housing. Ed Strauss is program administrator at the Delaware State Housing Authority.
Many of the residents in public housing have been there for generations. Some are second, third generation families. And the public housing program was originally meant to be transitional housing.
Under Moving to Work, public housing residents have to sign a contract. It commits them to work or attend job training programs for a minimum of 20 hours a week. Residents who don't meet all their commitments are given strikes, 3 strikes, and they're out of public housing. And that can be frightening to people who are in the program. Patricia Givens has 5 children and is providing daycare for 2 others, but she was nearly evicted from her modest apartment in Harrington, Delaware. The housing authority didn't know she was working, and Givens didn't know she was supposed to tell them.
Worry. Man, my pressure shot so high up. I was fainting. I was going through changes, and I used to be scared to go out there to my mailbox, and it's right there.
It was only through the intervention of a legal aid lawyer that her eviction was reversed. Ken Smith, director of the Delaware Housing Coalition, an advocacy group, says moving to work is unnecessarily punitive.
People who first started broaching this program here talked about tough love, but we don't feel that there's much love in it. We feel it's just tough.
While moving to work has arguably had mixed success in Delaware, it's exactly the sort of experimentation and flexibility the Bush administration hopes to encourage by changing the Section 8 program into a block grant. Assistant HUD Secretary Liu says opposition to it is based on misinformation and that the administration is making headway with lawmakers in selling the proposal. Brian Naylor, NPR News.